All right. I put myself on a little suspension there because I don't know how to use the microphone, but now I'm back. Jessica Coffin in for Anna today. Anna is back tomorrow on the RoboCon show with Anna DeVlantis.
Looking forward to Anna coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we all are. Thank you for doing this. I know you're pulling double duty.
I love it. We have the gubernatorial debate.
7 o'clock?
At 7 o'clock. A forum. It's not a debate. It's a forum.
It's a forum.
Rick Pearson is hosting out at Aurora University. So we'll have that at 7, and then the download will start at 8.
Okay. All right. That ought to be something. All right. Geza Yuk is a scientist at the Adler and a member of International Veritas Collaboration. That's very impressive.
Here we go.
I know. And this, we're going to explain science on this radio program. And I just want to say, doctor, there's something here that you need to be aware of, that we're not all that smart. So just go slow, I guess, is what we're going to have to do. I am so fascinated by this story that has now emerged over the last couple of days, that back in August, sensors on the Earth that were designed to pick up this kind of activity have picked up the warping of time and space, essentially, based on two neutron stars slamming into each other millions by millions of years ago. And now that wave finally got here. Do I have that right?
And you said you weren't smart.
Well, that's as far as I can go, that's doctor. Exactly, that's all
right.
I can do.
That's right.
All right. So I want you to explain this to our traffic reporter, Violetta, because this is going to be really good. And I just can't wait to hear her questions. Explain what did science just figure out that everybody's so excited about?
Okay. So about 130 million years ago, there were two neutron stars in this galaxy, and it's got this crazy name, NGC 4993. Yeah, don't ask me. And they were swirling around each other. They're close. They're in orbit around each other. There's gravity between them, and they're sort of whirling around. And neutron stars are small but mighty. Okay, they're not much bigger than Chicago, but they pack the same mass as the entire sun. In fact, a little bit more than the sun. So that's incredible. If you take a teaspoonful of this stuff, it weighs like as much as Lake Michigan. It's crazy.
Oh my God!
How dense these things are, and they're whirling around each other at incredible speeds. Speeds, tens of thousands of miles a second. And as they do that, their gravity bends space and time, and sort of as they get closer and closer to each other, more and more energy is being sent out in the bending of space. Imagine if you sort of if you're whirling something around and it sends out ripples in a sheet, that's going to take some of the energy away. And so they lose energy and they swirl closer and closer until finally they slam together at like a third or half the speed of light. It's just incredible speeds and incredible masses too. And so it's what results is an explosion.
Oh boy.
And this huge pulse of gravitational waves that goes all the way here.
And it takes millions of years to get here.
It took 130 million years to get here.
130 million years to get here. And then...
Now, how do we know that? How do we... Because we know how far away it is, right?
How far away, yeah. So we've measured the distance of this galaxy with other telescopes.
Okay.
Optical telescopes, radio telescopes. Mm-hmm. And then we measured the gravitational waves. What those do is they sort of shake space. And everything is inside space. And so they shake everything here on Earth, just a tiny bit. And so these two these detectors, the LIGO and the Virgo detectors, are like the world's most sensitive seismographs. They can tell when things shake just a tiny, tiny bit. In fact, they can tell when things shake by less than like a millionth the width of an atom, which is incredible.
Oh, God.
I don't believe it myself, but I know it.
I mean, doesn't the Earth kind of, I mean, how are they possible? How can they do that? Where are they? Are they Earth or are they in space?
They're on the Earth. Yeah, exactly. And so there's all these vibrations on Earth that they have to get rid of. And so they have incredibly
this guy walking in the room.
Ways to dissect. Exactly. In fact, they can tell that. And when they're manning these things, they try to be quiet. In fact, there's a story about one of them when they weren't even as sensitive as they are now, they could tell when there was something wrong in one of the turbines of a nearby nuclear power plant.
Oh.
One of the turbine blades was a little bit off.
Oh, my God.
It was going, whoop, 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 right?
Oh, good to call. Imagine that phone call. Hey, can I talk to the guy in charge of the turbine blades over at, like, who's calling? Hey, all right, let's talk about what the, what now, this ripple that hit us is technically a bend of time, right?
Space and time. That's
space,
right.
Space and time.
It's sort of tied together.
Does it change what, I know this is going to sound crazy, but does it change by a tenth or a hundredth or a millionth of a second the time on Earth?
More like sort of like a trillionth of a trillionth of a second.
Okay. But it does change it.
But it's only observable if you have one of these incredible instruments. That's, okay. You know,
right. And when did that happen?
130 million years ago. Oh, it happened in August, right?
In August, yeah. I think August 17th.
Where were
you August 17th?
Yeah, I think I felt something that day.
Well, another area, Doctor, that is interesting is that it really is kind of our first glimpse at the process that creates heavy metals, meaning gold and silver,
exactly.
And that kind of stuff that we have on our planet. That gives scientists an idea that this is possibly how our universe was created, the idea that two neutron stars jumped into each other, exploded, and created
what's going to create materials,
right?
Exactly. So things like the planet Earth, you know, have all these heavy things. You know, you got iron, you've got uranium, you've got gold, and so forth, and all silicon, oxygen. All of those things are formed in stars or supernovas, or for the very heavy things like uranium and gold, in these so-called kilonova, or these neutron star mergers.
So the Big Bang.
That's exciting.
So our universe, or the entire universe. I mean, I guess as ours.
The entire universe is something a little bit different.
But
that's the Big Bang. That's a much bigger.
Okay,
even larger.
So this corner of the universe, if you will, our neighborhood, would have been created by these solar systems and other things around us, would have been created by a similar, because if we have gold and uranium and all that, it would have to be neutron
star. There must have been one of these explosions nearby. That's right. Which would have
And we're in the Milky
the
Way.
Clouds of gas and dust.
Yeah, we're in the Milky Way.
We're in the Milky Way galaxy.
Ding, ding, ding.
And there are clouds of gas and dust in the Milky Way. Mm-hmm. And they must have been seeded with one of these neutron star mergers to produce all the gold and
ask a question? That why is this significant? Is this the first time that we've been able to witness this kind of event with the telescopes? The idea that we've been able to see this as scientists and as a society to be able to witness one of these things, or is it just that our technology has gotten better that we can witness it better?
So this is the first time we've ever seen a neutron star merger. Now, a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, they detected and announced a black hole merger. And then they've seen a few of those since. Same experiment, incredibly sensitive experiment. And that was really, really cool because that was the first time anybody had ever seen gravitational waves. And those were things that were predicted 100 years ago by Einstein and people. You know, basically that observation really absolutely proved general relativity and, you know, so, how clever Einstein was, if anyone needed any proof of that.
Well, so that's interesting because I remember this, that you do have these waves in the universe and it was just a theory. And now my whole life, we call it the theory of relativity. Now they can call it the law of relativity, right?
We'll probably keep calling it theory, but a theory in science is, you know, whether it's a theory or a law, it's sort of just a question of how much data we have.
Both of these things that we've now detected, both a year and a half ago and now, and again because we have instrumentation to do this, that it reinforces that Einstein was right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
And what's really exciting about this one is that first one, the black hole merger detection. We saw it in the gravitational wave observatory, but we didn't see anything in the rest. And when we looked at optical telescopes, when we looked in gamma ray, when we looked at radio, we didn't see anything. And so it was sort of a cool theoretical thing, but it didn't seem like it had much to do with the rest of the universe. But this we actually saw in different messengers, there are gravitational wave messengers and light messengers, and they're both coming. And it shows us where gold and platinum and uranium and all these other things that we didn't really know where they were.
Who's freaked out now?
Where they're coming from.
Who's freaked out now? I'm freaked out. Well, raise your hand if you're freaked out.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, it is exciting. I mean, it is, you know,
it's a whole new era.
Yes. And that's what everybody is saying, is that this is a moment where we now become really fluent in, you know, I guess more fluent. This is an evolution of the fluency of our understanding of the elements of space, the language of space, if you will. And
absolutely.
And the universe and where we came from. Yeah. And so now, you know, we've just kind of caught on to something that we thought we had right, and now we know we have right. So we can build on that.
Absolutely.
So where's the big science party? I mean, that's after you get one of
these.
What,
yeah, how did you celebrate this, Doctor?
How do you celebrate?
Yes. I celebrate it by going and talking to people on the floor of the planetarium. So every day this week, we're going to have astronomers up on the floor in the Space Visualization Lab talking to the visitors and just telling them about it, showing them details and explaining why it's exciting. And that gets me excited. I was on the floor yesterday telling people that, and on the today in the Space Visualization Lab, it's just so much fun.
I think a nice gold bracelet.
Yeah, yeah. Violetta wants to know, Doctor. You know, you're a doctor. You could probably afford it. Could you? Because a different kind of doctor than you think.
Kind of doctor.
He's not doing Botox, Violetta. He doesn't have that kind of money. And the point is that a nice gold bracelet, you know, would it kill you? I mean, seriously.
I mean, these are the elements from the periodic table, right?
Yes, exactly.
Gold's on there.
At
least rent a limo and go club to club. That's all I'm saying. Like, just celebrate. The scientific community should celebrate.
This neutron star merger probably made something like between 20 and 50 times the mass of the Earth in gold. So there's plenty out there.
Yeah. Oh. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Viola's like, where's my space shuttle now?
Yeah. Good luck getting there. It's going to take a while.
All right, Doctor. Thank you so much. She's got the time.
All right.
She's young.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And at Adler Planetarium, that's the place where you can go to check all this out. Geza Yuk is the scientist and member of the International Veritas Collaboration there. Do you think, now I got a question here. You know how people, you know, like after the Cubs won the World Series, right? Mm-hmm. This 9 months later, there was a bunch of babies born and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Do you think scientists are having discovery sex?
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight is the night for discovery. Did you by chance see the gamma rays on this one? They put the Marvin Gaye on and it goes from there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That sensor thing's going to be going off.
Oh, yeah. I like the idea that this thing is so sensitive that it figured out a fan blade that had gone wrong in a nuclear plant down the block. And it's like, how do you call them and tell them? That's like a movie, right? Yeah. Where you call them and no one's believing you? No, we've got this thing we know.
It's amazing that the question I have, too, is so this has just been happening and happening and happening. We've just caught up with the technology to read it.
Right.
That's what Einstein's like. I love that Einstein just sitting and, you know, looking up and going, I'll bet this happens. I don't have a telescope, but I'll bet it happens. And it was like, come on. And they get a telescope and they're like, he's right. He was right.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have made fun of him so much with his first haircut.
Well, because he was, and kind of goofy. Sort of hard to understand.
It was the mustache.
Right. Here is... although I tell you, he was what is that? That's that Einstein show, right? That's on, it's on the cable.
There's an Einstein show.
There's an Einstein, like a mini, like one of those
baby Einstein.
No,
there is that, too.
And not the bagel place either. Yeah, no, right.
Einstein bagels. Those are pretty good.
I like the Asiago.
It's a drama, right? It's like a series, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
probably.
It's about he and his wife, and he was getting action.
From his wife or from other people?
When you say action, Ro, can you clarify that for us young millennials?
Action,
what do you mean by action?
Not just, and I guess not just from his wife.
Supernova stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neutron star
Einstein
kind of
was
stuff.
A player?
About play-ah, it turns out.
As 706 says, if the gamma ray detectors are rocking, don't come a-knocking.
That caller got more, or that listener got more from that conversation because I couldn't think what those were called.
Yeah, then it's sort of like maybe he'll want to bend over to the table here so we can take a look at the microscope.
The periodic table.
Wait, it's a microscope. Wait, aren't we looking at space? Yeah, but you should look inside right now.
Bend over the periodic table.
By the way, do you know that Einstein's first wife was a Serbian physicist?
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
First we make bomb, then we kill Croatian.
Oh,
No, first we kill Croatia, then we make bomb. How does that work? I don't know. How are the Serbians breaking
It's a very chicken and egg situation.
Yes, it is. I know. who's going to shoot whom? All right. So why don't we check the WGN traffic times with you?